Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 15, 1805. Airing out the clothing and corn. March 15 is the Ides of March, that fateful day Julius Caesar was stabbed and killed. Clark mentions nothing of this historical trivia, and is himself busy instead airing clothing and preparing to proceed west. He writes,
"A fine day. I put out all the goods and parched meal and clothing to sun. A number of Indians here today. They make many remarks respecting our goods. Set some men about hulling corn. Captain William Clark, March 15, 1805.
The men set hulling corn probably were not stripping the husks from the ears, more commonly called shucking, but, as Moulton says, they were more likely removing the outer skin from the kernels. Upon freeing the keelboat and pirogues from the ice, the men dragged them up on the shore. As they unpacked their contents, the Indians got a peek at a whole new bunch of tools and gifts, prompting the many remarks that Captain Clark mentioned. There was no more information about the day, not even in the Fort Mandan Miscellany, a collection of notes by the captains not entered in the regular journals. We do know that Clark was writing down information about the Indians they would see as they proceeded west. Among these tribes were the Shoshone, mentioned yesterday, and the Assiniboine. The Assiniboine lived between the Mandan and the Crow and spoke a Siouan dialect. Their former home was in the Ohio Valley, where they settled as early as 4000 B.C. Clark was concerned about the Assiniboine as they had a bad reputation, similar to the Sioux from below Fort Mandan. The expedition will be very much on guard as they travel through Assiniboine territory. Tomorrow, a recipe for beads.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.